Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a ton going on. We've got Representative Chip Roy about H.R. 29. Has to do with the border. Has to do with securing the border and not just handing out free access to our country to anybody and everybody who wants to come. We also ask, I asked him directly, what is this debt ceiling fight? Will Biden sign on? Do you have the leverage that you think you have? Very good interview with Chip Roy. A lot of information in that. We'll also have Kay Smythe, Cray News with Kay on a, you know what I'm saying, Kerry?
I do.
On a Tuesday. Let's go. That is Chalk the Voice. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Hello, making it happen. Sam, ready to go? Crazy Train Tuesday. Kerry, do you or don't you?
What?
Have classified documents at your house somewhere.
I do not. I may be one of the only ones.
Any documents? No?
No.
Sam?
Not here.
I checked. I might have my lawyers go through the house to make sure I don't have any classified documents. It turns out everybody has them, Kerry. Everybody has themselves.
I know. What is going on?
Some classified documents. I don't know. It's very odd. Now, the story that I hear about Mike Pence, and you'll get into the full story here in a second, is different than what we heard about Trump and what we heard about Biden. Lindsey Graham, who just, I don't even know why he's a Republican, today found a microphone and a camera and talked about he doesn't think anything nefarious is going on with Joe Biden having the documents. And then he compared it to Trump as if that's just normal. Kerry, I've got, I think, 6 sound bites from KJP. How many answers do you think we get?
I'm going to say 0.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe she'll fool you.
Okay.
You never know.
Could be a surprise.
You never know. It might fool you. 888-941-7247, 888-941-PAGS, go to joepags.com. So I want to talk just a tad about social media because I'm a little bit frustrated. I know, it's not real life, I get it. Doing very well on Twitter, we're gaining followers like crazy, doing very well on Truth, over 75,000 now, doing very well on Getter, over 200,000 now. I mean, we're doing very well. On Instagram, it's over 100,000 now. Things seem to have turned around a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's where I'm a little bit frustrated. We did the interview yesterday with Kerry Lake, and what I normally will do when I post it on Twitter and on the other social media to sort of promote the fact that we had her on, and click here, you can watch the whole interview, right?
Yeah.
But I put up like a 7, 8, 9 second teaser as part of the tweet. The teaser has been seen by over 152,000 people. So 152,000 views, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the engagement on the actual tweet is over 330,000 now.
Wow.
So you'd figure, because the link is right there to go watch the video, you'd figure the video's got to have a couple 100,000 views, right?
Well, at least, yes.
1,800.
Oh. Oh,
you know what I mean? Experts on the internet and experts on social media, the answer I get is, well, they don't really count them that way. And I love the people that tell me, that give me the great advice. They're friends of mine. But I'm just a simpleton, as you say every day, Kerry Lockie.
Sometimes
I'm a simpleton.
Twice a day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, actually last Friday, you know what I'm saying? 4 times you told me. So,
yeah, that was a doozy.
I would just like to think that if somebody clicks the link to view the interview, that would be counted as, I know, crazy as this sounds, a view. I would like for that to be a view of the video that they clicked on to view. Now, if that's not a view, what is? Well, sometimes you have to watch more than 5 minutes or more than 10 minutes or more than 50. Well, nobody told me that rule. What I was told was people will click on it. And that will be a view. Now, if you want to go into the analytics and see what percent of the video they watched, I hear you. Like on Instagram or YouTube, you can actually see how long did they watch. And I make short videos on those sites. So sometimes they'll watch 200% of it, which means they watched it twice, which is fine. And if you want to show views as a half a view, if it's this, just tell me how it works. You know what I mean, Kerry? If I go to play baseball and I've never played baseball and you tell me what the rules are, I'm going to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, if you hit the ball over here and you can make it to that base, that's a single. Or you can make it to that base, it's a double. That base, it's a triple. If you hit it out of the park, it's a home run. Now, if when I get up to bat and I hit it out of the park and you say, "Bah, we've decided that's not a home run, that's a single today," I've got a problem with that. Am I asking too much for consistency, Carrie Lockie?
No, but you're just not going to get it. It's social media.
But you can't make your own rule. Well, literally calling it a view means somebody viewed it, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but you're talking sense now. Again, this is social media.
I'm using English.
You're using some common sense. I know. It's not going to be there on social media.
I went outside and looked at the bluebird. I viewed the bluebird. And I can't come inside and say, I didn't really see it. Yeah, you did. I don't know. And again, you'll see some people will, they'll sit in a chair, in an office chair, fart and fall off and have 18 million views.
Mm-hmm.
I can do an interview for 15, 17 minutes with Carrie Lake, who is right now in a high court trying to overturn what people are saying happened in the Arizona election to make sure people are not disenfranchised. And 1,800 people watched it. You can kiss my ass. It's just stupid. That's stupid. And yes, I'm wound up about it because, you know, you make good content and you expect good content to be viewed by a bunch of people. And I'm buoyed by the fact that allegedly, because I guess the Twitter numbers can be fake too. I don't know. Allegedly, 130,000 people have watched it over on Twitter. Actually, it's over 150,000 now. 330,000 have seen the tweet, but nobody, 1,800 people clicked the link? Come on, man. Carrie, is that possible?
I would say no.
Just throwing that out there. By the way, it is rumble.com/JoePags. And if you view my content, doesn't matter if I see a view or not. I'm just happy. Just happy you did it. Obviously, I might not see a view if you view the content. All right. So now the story I heard was that Mike Pence asked for somebody to go and look. The reports today are suggesting somebody just discovered these at his house. Tell me what you have as far as the nuts and bolts and Mike Pence and these classified documents.
Fox News, former Vice President Mike Pence informed Congress on Tuesday he discovered documents bearing classified markings from his time as vice president in his Indiana home on January 16th. Following the revelations that classified documents from President Joe Biden's tenure as vice president were found, the Penn Biden Center think tank and Wilmington, Delaware, Pence's team conducted searches of Pence's Indiana home and the office of his political advocacy group, Advancing American Freedom. According to his team, Pence informed the National Archives January 18th that a small number of potential classified documents were found in two small boxes. Another two boxes contained copies of vice presidential papers. And the National Archives then informed the FBI per standard procedure. Pence attorney Greg Jacob wrote on January 18th to acting director Kate Dillon McClure of the White House Liaison Division National Archives and Records Administration to inform her of the papers containing classified markings. After the documents with classified markings were discovered, they were immediately put into a safe, according to the Pence team. The documents were collected by the FBI at Pence's home in Indiana on Thursday evening, January 19th. Pence was in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life when the FBI collected the documents. Pence's team said although the documents bear classified markings, the Department of Justice or the agency that issued the documents will need to make a final determination on whether the documents are classified or not. According to a letter from Jacob to Chief Operating Officer William Basenko of the National Archives and Records Administration on January 22nd, the DOJ departed from its standard procedures that it ran with Biden when it requested direct possession of the documents on January 19th.
Okay. Trump was the president. He can declassify anything he wants. Whatever he had at Mar-a-Lago, I think a good argument could be made that they were declassified. Biden, as vice president, can't declassify anything unless he classified it, but I don't think the vice president can classify stuff. So he shouldn't have had anything for 16 years or however long he had them. Mike Pence, the vice president, also shouldn't have classified documents, but he does it the right way. He's not trying to hide them. Let's go see if I have anything. I don't know why he's got classified documents unless they were declassified by Trump. Biden shouldn't have had them unless they were declassified by Obama or whoever the president was when he was a senator. I mean, it could have been George W. Bush. It could have been any number of people as president because he's there a long time. So again, Trump can declassify anything he wants. Biden can't declassify anything. Pence can't declassify anything. I think Mike Pence does the right thing by saying, let's go see if we have anything. Hand it over to the DOJ immediately. The FBI got them immediately. With Biden, the FBI wasn't allowed to go and get anything. His lawyers were doing it and giving the FBI what they wanted to, the DOJ what they wanted to. But man, am I tired of hearing about classified documents. Tucker Carlson made the point the other night, and it was a very good point, that we overclassify things in this country. I don't disagree. Allegedly, there are a billion classified documents floating around. That's too many. We shouldn't be overclassifying. Having said that, if it's still classified and not declassified, you shouldn't have it. Unless you are a president who can say it's declassified, and you can. Having said all of that, when we come back, first of all, your thoughts on, is there a difference between Trump and Biden and now Pence when it comes to classified documents? 888-941-7247, 888-941-PAGS. Second thing is, when we come back, we're going to play that new game. Carrie, the new game is sweeping the nation.
Which is?
Well, KJP, answer a question.
All right.
It's the game sweeping the nation. The kids are playing it. The parents are playing it. They're thinking about doing it at school now, to be honest.
Great. Can't wait.
So I will have several sound bites from Karine Jean-Pierre, and you tell me if she answers any questions this time. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. We'll play the game that's sweeping the nation. Will KJP answer a question? In just a moment. Going to be fun. Carrie and I talking during the break, and you're on pins and needles here. You're on the edge of your chair.
I really, really am. Don't
Do
know
you think she
what?
Gives an answer today?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. Your vote has been tallied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your vote does count. You're not going to be disenfranchised here. Okay. Let me tell you, by the way, about the heating bills on the rise, 50 to 200% higher this winter than last. The powerful heating technology used by Eden Pure's Gen 40 heater is already helping thousands of people save money on their heating bills. At Eden Pure, an advanced heating engineering team has combined an infrared heating system and a convective heating system into one space heater. These two technologies work together to heat a home better than your current furnace, boiler, baseboard heat, and other space heaters. By using two forms of heating technology to heat a room, the Gen 40 heater makes you feel warmer and reduces your heating bills. Never be cold again and save money month after month with Eden Pure. Right now, you can get an additional $50 off the Gen 40 sale price with my discount code. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Enter discount code PAGS50. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS, the number 50. Okay, put that together. You're going to get you free shipping as well as saving you another $50. The heating bills don't need to be what they are because this heater is a space heater, and it does a wonderful job combining these two technologies. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code PAGS50. Make that happen right now. All right, let's play that game. People are waiting. I think the anticipation is heightened right now.
Mm-hmm.
KJP, this is either about Mike Pence docs or about Biden's docs or about anything going on with docs. Going to get to all that. I think we're going to start with Ducey.
After a special counsel was named, but before the FBI searched, President Biden went to his house in Wilmington. What was he doing in there?
I would refer you to the White House counsel
office. So it was something relating to this case.
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
Okay.
Carrie, is that an answer?
No, it is not.
She's 0 for 1. No answer on that. You're saying that's not an answer?
Nope.
When referring somebody to the
Shocking
White House counsel.
That she's referring somebody to the okay. White House counsel.
She may answer this one. Here we go. Here's Ducey again.
Do you think that this story was leaked by someone trying to bruise the president politically ahead of a re-election announcement?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office, as they've been the ones who've been closely involved.
Okay. More basically.
Carrie, answer or not? I can't.
Oh, for two, no, there was no answer.
You're saying not an answer. When
not
you say,
an
I'll refer you to the White House counsel.
No.
The Ducey's going to try
not
again.
Answering.
He's on his game today. Here we go.
We know the president did it. Why did he do it?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
In the president's own words, he admits to having information that wasn't his. Why did he smuggle it out?
I will let the statement of the president stand for itself. I'm just not going to go into a rabbit hole, down a rabbit hole with you on this.
There you go. Answer?
No, no.
You're saying 0 for 3 is what you're saying.
0 for 3.
She's not answered yet.
Nope.
So Ducey, three questions, 0 for 3. Okay, let's go. Now some more questions. Again, could be about Pence's documents, could be about Biden's documents. Will KJP give an answer?
So first, on your first question, look, I'm not going to comment on any ongoing criminal investigation or any investigation. As you all know, the Department of Justice is independent, and we will not politically interfere. We've been very, very clear about that under this president. The president's been very clear since his campaign promises, and so I'm just going to refer you to the Department of Justice. On your second question, I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
Wow. A reference to the Department of Justice and a reference to the White House Counsel. Carrie, answer or not? Was that an answer from KJP?
It was not.
You're saying not an answer?
Not an answer.
I will note one thing she said, though. When asked about Mike Pence's document, she said, I'm not going to comment on an ongoing criminal investigation. When it comes to Biden's documents, what does she always say? We're going to wait for the Department of Justice and the process.
Certainly not saying
with
criminal
Pence,
investigation.
It's somehow a criminal investigation. I found that to be interesting. All right, let's go to soundbite number five, because I feel like she's going to answer something. Here we go.
Any reflections among the communications or press staff here as to how the Pence team handled it versus how you
did it? Steve, I understand your question and I hear it. We've answered your question in many different variations. I don't have anything else to share from here. If you have any more specifics or details about this, about the ongoing legal matter, I would refer you to the Department of Justice. Anything else, I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
So, Carrie, she says that she's answered the question in several variations. What do you think?
That is not an answer, and I would like to have a follow-up saying, give me examples of the variations that how you've answered that question.
Well, I can answer that. We've been clear. I would refer you to the White House Counsel. We've been clear. I'd refer you to
the
DOJ.
Again.
We've been clear.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right, but I'm telling you, I'm thinking she'll go here. I think she might.
Mm-hmm. Was the White House aware before this afternoon that classified documents had been found at Vice President Pence's residence as well?
I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
And does the White House believe that other former high office holders should now go back and check their personal residences out of an abundance of caution to make sure that they're not holding on to classified documents as well?
That's not something I can comment from here. I don't even know the reasoning of what the news that we heard about Pence. So I'm just not going to comment from here. I'm not going to comment on any other former elected official, current elected official. With this particular case, I refer to Department of Justice. Anything that relates to this White House, I would refer to the White House Counsel's office.
I'm trying to thinking hard. I'm going to say she didn't answer any questions, but maybe you've heard. Did she or not?
No, not at all. I was right. I won the game. I told you.
Six sound bites, Carrie.
Yeah.
Not one answer.
No.
And then I always love how she's like righteously indignant when she says, I've answered this question over and over 100 times. I've answered this question in many variations. Not one answer.
I don't
nothing.
See it.
The only wavering she did was calling the documents that Pence had a criminal investigation. And then she said investigation after that. When referring to Biden and his crooked, horrible mishandling of documents or stealing of documents, I'm not sure which one yet, she always calls it a process. There's a DOJ process here. I'm going to let the process play out. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with you. So let me open the phone lines, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. She says she's not going to go down the rabbit hole, which is literally her job, to go down any rabbit hole that the press wants to know. She's not going to answer any questions about an ongoing probe, ongoing investigation, ongoing process with the DOJ. I'm not going to comment. Her job literally is to comment on things. So I'm not really sure what she's doing. I don't know why she has the job. Either she has the job out of brilliance by the Biden administration, knowing that she won't answer anything or can't, or she has the job and didn't understand the job description, which was take questions from the media and answer them. Make comments about issues brought up to you. The only comment she's made this week so far is that Republicans were actively trying to pass legislation to raise your gas prices, which is laughable. I do ask Chip Roy about that when I talk to him later on. But, I mean, your thoughts about this. Pence found some documents. Biden found some documents. Trump had some documents. Your thoughts on what should happen in all three cases. And is this what they want from KJP? Is she literally doing what they want her to do? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.